I speak regularly with two, three people who are very close to Bowie. All right, mutual friends that are close to him, yeah. and were in touch with him, you know, regularly, closely in touch, and they gave me no hint at all that David was suffering, no hint at all that he had this medical condition, this cancer. Whether they knew or not, I'm not sure, but some, they kept it to themselves if they did know, which is, again, the mark of loyalty that you show to someone who is special. He was very, I don't say it about many, many people, but David was gifted.
And the last album that he made, knowing obviously the condition that he got, is his legacy to his fans. I've got a feeling I know which album is going to be number one next weekend.
Well,
that's going to be a given, isn't it?
You know, Tony Visconti, another friend of mine, has been with, he was in the Arts Lab with us in 1969-70.
Yeah.
Still with Bowie to this day, or to, you know, to the last moments of his life, Tony was with him. And I'm just thinking of those people that they're reeling. They're in shreds. You know, I've got friends that are his friends, and so I'm not just someone you're not talking to someone who's going to say, hey, David influenced me and I wouldn't have a career without him. I'm not the Human League. You know, I'm not Mark Armand, bless him. I'm not those people. I'm feeling it kind of like, I wonder why I'm talking to you, to be honest, Paul. It's such a shock. And there are people that I'm concerned about, concerned for, you know.